Good morning. It is 10:03 a.m. We are here today, January 20, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the motion hearing of OPAPA 20-008, ST Corporation Inc. versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will Appellant ST Corp please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. President. Josh Walsh here at Rosanna Walsh and Torres representing the Appellant ST Corporation. Also present on Zoom from another place in our office is my co-counsel, Ed Torres, and our institutional representative, Legia Teodosio. She was here previously. Thank you.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, this is Matthew Wolf from the AG's office representing GSA. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Mr. Connor is there. From GSA. Is anybody else in GSA there, Bob?
Not here right now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. I was hoping you had good news for me that it was resolved. But I guess we filed some motions to... Have we resolved at least this motion? Was the communication log that was provided last week sufficient to obviate the motion?
Yes, Mr. Public Auditor, if I may. I'll just let the Public Auditor know Mr. Wolf and I did give it a college try to resolve the case. I think we had expended some effort on a pathway that was not quite what the pathway GSA wanted was. But Mr. Wolf and I will continue those conversations and we'll, of course, let the Public Auditor know if we resolve it. But as of today, with regard to the motion, yes, we did get a communication log. So we are thankful for the GSA for supplementing that. We have also requested any sort of written determinations about restrictive specifications. The GSA's response was that it's their perspective that there's no unfair restriction, so there's no such written determination. We accept that. We obviously can't compel something that doesn't exist. So we accept that as an answer. The only thing we added to our reply that we filed yesterday is in the alternative, if there's no written determination about restrictive specifications, our read is that the law requires at least some sort of recognition in the record about where the sources came from. We briefed that in our brief. It's 2GAR 4108 about the sources specifications. So we would just ask the GSA to add that into the procurement record before we brief the matter for you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. So is GSA going to provide that before the trial briefs are due next, week, right?
Yes, Mr. Public Auditor, I think we have them still due on the 25th for a hearing on the 1st of February.
Correct.
I'm really to get clear on what Mr. Walsh is asking in addition.
I can call Mr. Public Auditor if that is. We didn't file our reply, obviously, till the end of the day yesterday, but just for Mr. Wolf's information, and he and I can talk about this after the hearing if there's not just an objection to it, is that if there is no set of, if there's no written determination about restrictive specifications, our read of the law is that under 2GAR 4108, and Matt, this is at the end of our reply yesterday, is that there at least should be a list of the sources of the specifications. So if there's no written determination saying why we need narrow specifications, we accept that that doesn't exist. The regulations require that the persons are identified who drafted these and the sources. So we don't spot anything in the record that shows us that. So we'd ask for GSA to look at its records and supplement the procurement record on that, unless they had some. It's sort of like the page 4 of our brief.
Mr. Carnell? Will you be able to provide that?
No, sir, because as we indicated earlier, those specifications were determined many, many years ago, and pursuant to the record retention schedule, they were destroyed.
And is GSA planning on restoring them somehow? So we know.
Sir, they were already destroyed as they were part of the specifications were made years ago, well, more than 15, 20 years ago. And they were in that original, we think, original bid package when the specifications were made. And since those documents outlasted their usefulness, they were properly disposed of.
And are you going to update them or provide some something more current?
We believe they've been updated by the mere fact that what we do is we send out the usual agency requests for particular items. And we supplement it every year by looking at what is constantly being requested by the agencies. And depending on what they ask for, we put it into the surplus requirements. And as such, we believe that they are updated.
I did put that in my opposition, in not as many words, that there is an updating process, a mechanism, even though it's not market research per se. Actually, it is. Wasn't it labeled as market research when we sent it out?
Yeah, this is different. What we do is we take a look at everyone's yearly, we try to take a look at every BPA, request by agencies for items that do not meet, that we do not have, or our small purchases. And then depending on the amount that's purchased, we then put it into or upgrade the listing that we have available for the agencies to purchase.
Mr. Public Auditor, if I may.
Yes.
On this. Again, I don't, if the answer is that there's nothing responsive to the TUGAR 4108 requirement, and that's going to be put on the record, I'm okay with that, I suppose. I mean, I disagree that you can run a procurement without that, but you don't want to waste time asking for an order to compel something that doesn't exist. So perhaps if the GSA could just be forthright and put that into our procurement record somehow, that 4108, there's nothing responsive to that, I would appreciate that. The other thing I want to say, Mr. Public Auditor, is while I know nobody has requested a hearing, I know we have the hearing time booked, and based on what I'm understanding and learning today about documents missing, I do think it would be useful to have some minimal live testimony on a hearing date. So I'm going to ask that the public auditor keep our February hearing date so that we could explore these issues rather than in a motion hearing, actually this hearing. I was hoping to avoid that, Mr. Public Auditor, but given the fact that it seems like I've got an undefined source of these specifications and there's nothing in the record for me to point to, I think it is going to be useful to actually have some questions and answers about that, Mr. Public Auditor.
Well, yeah, Jarek and I had spoken just before the hearing, and I told him that I wanted to keep the first on. We had already scheduled around it. We wanted to use it for another hearing, but we moved that to the 8th so that we could do this on the 1st. So the 1st is still there, and I told Jarek that we would still be, that the order still stands as it relates to exhibits, witnesses, and the trial brief. So until such time as you guys settle, I want all those things filed timely so that I can prepare for the hearing on the 1st.
Well, we appreciate that, Mr. Public Auditor, and to the extent that there really is nothing responsive to my motion, I don't know what procedurally would be the best thing to do for the Public Auditor's Office, to withdraw my motion, or at least sort of just say I'm satisfied that there's nothing responsive that I'm missing. Okay. And I appreciate getting the communications log from the Attorney General's office and Mr. Kono. That was useful. But I don't think there's anything else for your office to do on this motion, Judge, other than perhaps ask the I'd ask that the GSA or Mr. Wolf put something in our procurement record explaining what we just heard today. I know Matt explained the 2012 part about the, I mean, Mr. Wolf explained the 2012 part about the earlier market research. But this aspect about the specifications generally, if we could get something in writing about that for our record, I would appreciate it. And other than that, there's nothing else to do on the motion, Judge. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll just find that the order has been obviated and is moot. And just inform everybody that the order and the schedule for list of witnesses and exhibits and trial brief are continue. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Public Auditor.
Thank you. Good morning.
We're off the record at 10:14 a.m. Thank you, everyone.